All is relatively quiet in the house. I'm in my living room. The dog is breathing heavily in the corner, probably out of mic shot. And I really should be in bed. I've got another early start tomorrow. I'm meant to be heading into London for a couple of meetings. Emails are still coming in, but I've pretty much got things down to inbox zero, apart from the 238 flagged for urgent reading emails that I'll probably forget until everything's got to a stressfully painful time when, if I don't deal with it now, my head's going to implode. I should be in bed, like I say, but I seem to have a very large glass of leftover wine. And if I don't drink it now, it's going to go to waste. I should really have the track Leftover Wine by Melanie queued up now, but I don't. You can Google it. I'll wait. No, I won't. I'm going to carry on. Hang on. Anyway, it's good wine. I don't like wasting any wine. It's funny how I've gone through my emails, and I've gone through my tweets and direct messages and all kinds of other stuff that I feel like I need to catch up with. And then I neglected a big pile of mail. Why? Because I don't really get email bills or direct message bills or tweeted bills. Not yet, anyway. There's probably a very good chance that we will start being tweeted bills. So mail doesn't normally hold that many exciting surprises. There was a massive box in the post today, which was exciting, but it was, interestingly, the box belonging to the helmet that I bought yesterday, containing the helmet that I wore to the helmet shop that I left with the helmet shop, openfacehelmets.co.uk, amazingly nice people, who then, rather than me try and carry two helmets back, because obviously, like a child in a new shoe shop, can I wear them now? Can I wear them now? I wanted to wear my new helmet at home. So they said, let us post you the box for the helmet you're buying with the helmet you arrived on back to you. I thought that was nice. Then there were some other bits and bobs that I haven't bothered opening because they look very much suspiciously like bills. But this one was stamped Harley Davidson on the outside. And it's a really, really cheeky piece of work. Now, the other day, I popped into Silverstone Harley Davidson, which is now called Silverstone Motorcycles, I believe. I spoke to a very nice guy that runs the place. He basically told me that Harley Davidson had pulled the franchise out from under them. And for as long as I can remember, that was a Harley Davidson garage. And it was a really nice garage. Very friendly, very good service, very good reputation, and so on. But it appears that Harley Davidson, in their infinite wisdom, has decided to close down a few franchises in the UK. Because, and this is obviously allegedly right now, they don't fit with what Harley Davidson has in mind for its brand presence in the UK. Get this, they don't want a franchise in Toaster, they'd rather it be in Milton Keynes. What on earth can Milton Keynes offer that Toaster, this really lovely little historical town, it just is beyond me. I think what Harley Davidson is trying to do is go for the big car showroom feel, the kind of Audi-esque, BMW, the Prestige Motors kind of thing, when the rest of the sensible world is embracing the small, approachable, personable business. Everything that Silverstone Harley Davidson, now Silverstone Motorcycles, was and still is. Now, although they were really, really stuck between a rock and a hard place. The owner of the garage decided that instead of making everybody redundant, they were going to turn things around. And now they're going to look at dealing with more motorcycles. I've bought bikes from Silverstone Harley-Davidson before, and I've had nothing but a great experience. So for me, this is really good news. They do great services. They will pimp your ride should you want your bike customised. All this cool stuff. So this letter that I got wasn't from them, which I originally thought, and which I think it might well be kind of trying to lead you to believe, but it says, "Dear Mr. Payne, regarding Silverstone Harley-Davidson, as a valued Harley-Davidson customer," not anymore, I drive Triumph, to be honest, "we are willing to advise you..." Sorry, let me just pause for a moment and compose myself after that large glass of wine. "We are writing to advise you that with effect from the 30th of June, Silverstone Harley-Davidson, registered trademark, will be closed. Whilst we endeavour to establish another dealership in your area, the sales and servicing needs can be met by other Harley-Davidson authorised dealerships in the following locations." Now, this is when I suddenly realised, oh my God. Now, what used to be Silverstone Harley-Davidson is still servicing Harley-Davidsons. You can still take your Harley-Davidson there to be serviced, or any bike in fact. Yet Harley-Davidson took it upon themselves to say, no, sod them. Why don't you go to all of these other places with registered trademarks after their name that will service your bike and obviously feed the cash into our large, multinational, faceless corporation. Just does my head in. So I will probably at some point write a blog post about how Harley-Davidson.co.uk needs to seriously take a look at what they're doing, because they've obviously written a letter to every single one of the customers for that garage and basically screwed the garage over by pulling away a franchise like that. You're effectively trashing the business and the jobs, and so many people will remain loyal to that garage because it was such a good garage. And I don't know, these people just don't care. They'd rather redirect the business elsewhere. Oxford, Leicester, Suffolk, forget it. Stick with what you know. Stick with the people that have done a good job up to now. I know that Silverstone Motorcycles will do all right, better than all right. They'll do brilliantly because they know how to treat a customer, and they're friendly and they're approachable and all the other things that a business should be. Faceless corporations need to just take a step back. Is this a bit of a rant? Yeah, I hope so. I'm going to burn this letter ceremoniously, because occasionally I like burning letters in the garden, and this one's going to be top of the pile. So yeah, right. You'll be pleased to know, wine's nearly gone, and I'm going to finally get some sleep. Rant over. Please resume normal business.